每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
10月21日，将来属神。愿恩惠平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们，使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。帖撒罗尼迦后书1:2-7。近年来，我们目睹了西方世界暴力事件的不断增加。有人说，我们的时代将被称为暴力时代。我不知道它将被称为什么时代，但我知道未来属于上帝。对于那些因报刊上所读到的事件以及电视上所看到的事件而感到困扰不安的人，使徒保罗说，与我们同在吧。他的意思是放轻松。有三个问题我们一直没能解决。第一，人的罪。匹兹堡市是100多家大公司的总部，这座城市通过技术解决了一些重大的人类问题，如乔纳斯·索尔克博士在匹兹堡分离出脊椎灰质炎疫苗。这座城市可以给世界上几堂课，但是有一个问题，没有一个大城市可以解决，人的罪、谎言、仇恨、欲望、贪婪。当基督再来时，他将会解决这个问题。还有一个问题尚未解决，人的苦难。现代文明人的自杀率越来越高，他可能住在城里最好的房子里，却饱受心碎、孤独、无聊、身心痛苦。基督再来时必带走苦难，他说他要擦去一切的眼泪，不再有背痛或头痛，癌症和心脏病将被消灭，精神病也将不复存在。当基督再来时，人所有的疾病都将被治愈。最大的尚未解决的问题是死亡危机，这是我们每个人都必须面对的。圣经说，按着定命，人人都有一死。但当基督为他的教会再来时，那些活着得救的人不会死，而是要被提到空中与主相遇。对他们来说，死亡将会结束。当基督再来时，和平就会来到。我们最伟大的政治家和学者们正在寻求和平之路，但他们试图在没有和平之君的情况下实现和平。人类无法带来长久的和平，只有当和平之君到来并建立他伟大而强大的国度时，才能带来长久的和平。让我们一起祷告。父啊，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，愿你的国降临，建立你伟大荣耀强大的国度，奉耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
October 21st, God owns the future. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, to give you who are troubled rest. 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 2 and 7. In recent years, we have been witnessing an increase of violence in the Western world. It has been said that our era will be known as the Age of Violence. I don't know what it is going to be called, but I do know that the future belongs to God. To you who are troubled by the events you read about in your newspapers, to you who are disturbed about the things you see on your television screens, the Apostle Paul says, rest with us. What he is saying is, relax. There are three problems we have never been able to solve. The first is that of human iniquity. The city of Pittsburgh is the headquarters over 100 major corporations. The city has solved some great human problems through technology. It was in Pittsburgh that Dr. Jonas Salk isolated the polio vaccine. Here is a city that could teach the world a few lessons. But there's one problem none of our great cities has solved, the problem of human iniquity, lying, hate, lust, greed. When Christ comes back, he's going to solve that problem. There is another problem that has not been solved, the problem of human suffering. Modern civilized man is developing a high suicide rate. He may live in the finest home in town, and yet suffer from a broken heart, loneliness, boredom, physical or mental suffering. Christ at his return will take away suffering. He says he will wipe away all tears. There will be no more backaches or headaches. Cancer and heart disease will be eliminated. Mental illness will be no more. All the diseases of mankind will be cured when Christ comes back. The greatest unsolved problem of all is the crisis of death, which each of us has to face. It is appointed to man once to die, says the Bible. But when Christ returns for his church, those redeemed ones who are alive will not die, but will be caught up to meet him in the air. For them, death will be ended. When Christ comes, peace will come. Our greatest statesmen and scholars are seeking a way for peace, but they are attempting to do it without the Prince of Peace. Man cannot bring enduring peace. Enduring peace will be brought only when the Prince of Peace comes and sets up his great and mighty kingdom. Let us pray. Father, let your will be done here on the earth like it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come, set up your great and glorious mighty kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.